All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. This is a show in which we look at the ins and outs and the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of technology. And of course, yesterday I was in the studio here with Fika Meni from MTC when he was talking about the grants that they are giving to various people. And of course, the people with the TVET qualifications from the various vocational centers, you see, and that he was announcing yesterday that you have up to 10,000 grand, a grant of to, you know, you have a grant up to $10,000 if you have qualified and you don't have, you know, one or two things to start up with. So you can get your toolkit. You know, maybe you are a plumber. You do pipe. You have studied pipe fitting and joinery, or whatever you have done. Maybe brick laying, and you need a brick layer. So, and maybe you do welding. You need all those type of stuff. So you are able to apply to them, then you get your, you qualify. And then there is a 70,000, of course, grant. This is directed to the farmers, those who are doing gardening. You can get one or two stuff from there. So in the number that they left yesterday was, the number is 061-280-2024. That is 061-280-2024. Right. So just a recap of what we have spoken yesterday before we get into our discussion today. Now, there is, a challenge for small companies and businesses to adapt to technology. This challenge is big because companies or businesses, especially smaller ones, have a choice to either adapt or die. Now, nobody wants to die, but death can be inevitable because of the challenges when it comes to joining the tech competition or using, you know, getting into the tech. But there are four affordable technologies that one can have. Four affordable technologies that smaller businesses can have. Cheap technologies that don't require much spending. They don't require much spending. So, and even a person that has a barbershop or a saloon can also, you know, have this technology. And this is what we are going to be talking about today. Because the importance of technology is known by everyone. But not everyone is able to use this technology. Most of it is also because of the culture that we build around it. You know, how we understand it. All right, I got my stuff stuck here. Okay, I've got it right now. Many smaller businesses, many businesses, in as much as they want to compete with the rest of the world as far as doing business and making money is concerned, they also don't think, or they also don't believe they are able to leverage this technology. They also don't believe there is a technology up there for them. You know, somebody who is doing, who is running a barbershop in Okuriangava or anywhere, this person is running a barbershop, but he doesn't believe in his mind that there is a technology that can help him. He doesn't actually click to him that he can actually use what he has in his pocket to maximize business. So it doesn't exist in his conscience or in his instinct to feather himself, as far as what is in his pocket is concerned. And most of you might be tired of me when I talk about, and of course today I'm not going to talk about mobile phone technology, but I'm just going to refer to it, because these are key enablers of, you know, your participation or your full participation into the mainstream economy. The conventional way of doing business is dying, and now business is actually becoming dynamic. And you need to understand the dynamic change that is constantly going on. And you also need to understand the pace at which things are changing or things are evolving. So I wish this topic could go into, you know, a vernacular language so that people may understand. Now, somebody who is a small business owner, we have a tradition of waiting for people to come. But the business of today doesn't wait for people to come. It goes to the people. It's a business that takes itself to the people. So you don't need to wait for people to come to you, to look for you. You look for the people. You go to the people. So how do you go to the people? Of course, when I grew up in Livingston, in the street where we were, people spoke Tonga. And no, it was not Tonga. Sorry, it was Vemba. Now, somebody will be moving, speaking. They will be moving around. This one is selling milk. This one is selling, charcoal. This one is selling carpenter. This one is. They are moving in the street talking. And they are shouting so that people in the houses can hear. Those who are in their yards, they can hear that there's somebody selling carpenter there, or so they are moving up and down in the street. And people would then come out and say, hey, come back. Now, nowadays, your people don't need your voice, or they will need your voice, but your voice should come in many forms. So people nowadays would accommodate your voice that comes in many forms. So there are many forms of making your business known. And also there are many forms of, you know, advertisement or advertising and getting to your business to be, you know, known. And one of the key enablers is technology. Now, when we talk about technology, it's a generic word. It's a general term. But technology can mean a lot of devices and tools that are available to your disposal according to the level of your business and your level of usability as far as technology is concerned. Today, we look at the four ways in which smaller businesses can leverage technology to grow their customer base. The number one on the point here is email. Email is the most important tool that smaller businesses can use. When people can access you through email, it's just a drop of you communicate via email. That's very important. Most of the time when you call businesses, they will tell you, can you drop us something in writing via email? Because talking, sometimes you talk and you might go offside. So people want it presented in, you know, writing, and they can always refer to it later. You know, they can refer to it later. So email becomes a very important tool. So if you have not fully accepted technology, you need to start step by step by using the tool, these four technologies. Using these four technologies can give you at least a footstep. Because most of us, when people are talking on the radio, this time, this type of things, we are chatting other things that have nothing to do with the growth of your business. And that is what I said yesterday, that, you know, information is ever being disseminated. And I don't want to believe that there is data marginalization, or there is information marginalization, or there is information, you know, discrimination. Because radios, social media, television, newspapers are ever disseminating information. So the problem is not the media. The media is doing its part to make sure that everybody hears, everybody sees, everybody understands, everybody knows. But the problem is that everybody who is not available to get the necessary information that is necessary or important to his aid or to his growth, that somebody is not available. You know, that somebody is not listening. That person is listening to maybe, you know, I'm not saying it's not important, but the person is listening to music instead. And losing that vital information that was supposed to, you know, inculcate growth in your business. The example that I gave yesterday was, you know, somebody is going to hear now that there are grants that are given on the 18th, and then rush things, fail to get it, then come back to radio and complain because you did not get the information right. Now, you see, not everybody that did not receive the 750 did not qualify. Some people went to hear the 750 later and they tried to apply and it did not work. So everything has deadline. So whenever there is a very important communication, you need to check the deadline. And we need to be keen when it comes to information that is vital, you know, that is meant for our growth. Anything that is not meant for your growth, you drop it in the dustbin because it is meant for your death. Now, the importance of email, or the importance of creating a need for technology, is, you know, indisputable, is evidently indisputable in the world that we live in. We are not in 1992 when somebody will be walking around the street to find out what is where. We are in 2022, 30 years later, and we are now able to find whatever, wherever, whenever, on the go. Now, when you want to provide contact information to your customers, let me say you are running a barber shop, you are a barber. You can even come up with an email. Somebody can book through email to say, look, at 10 o'clock I'm coming for a haircut, or at 10 o'clock I'm coming for plating. So you have contact with your customers, and you have, you even have a contact list of your customers who communicate to you via email. And the problem with us, we don't like to adapt to change. While we are here, if somebody comes up with this type of technique to improve his business and growth, you will say, "Ah, you are doing things like you are. Are you trying to be a white person? You know, are you trying to be a white person?" So email is for what now? You know, email is for what now? But do you know that you can book in advance? Somebody can book in advance via email. Say you are coming by 10. You book because the world that we are living in now is time bound. It is time driven. You wake up in the morning, you must have a time. And you must have a timetable that from here to there, I do this, from there to there. In many countries, you find people having 3 to 4 jobs a day. By 8 to 5, the person has done 3-4 jobs. While in Africa, we only do one job from 8 to 5. So everything is time-bound or time-driven. And that is one thing that we are failing to put in our minds. So you can make a booking to say, "Look, I'm coming to have a plate by from 10. You don't just pop in because somebody might have his already regular customers. So if you just pop in there, somebody will ask you, "Have you made an appointment?" And we start to criticize them. He's trying to be like a white person. He's trying to be. But no, this person is just using dynamics of business. He's just trying to improve his way of doing things. He's just trying to organize themselves. So email is very important. With email, you have communication and messages, and it's on the go. Once you send a message now, it will go immediately and the person is able to respond to you. It is very important technology, and it is one of the simplest technology you can find. The business address, the business email address. So the business email address is a very simplest, is the simplest technology, but very, very important. So if you have this type of contact, it makes you accessible to contacts to and other companies. They can come through. You can, you know, communicate via email to say, "Guys, I can give you your companies a haircut. Yeah, you know, we can. I'm a professional barber, so we, you know, you communicate with companies on whatever barter system that you guys have. You can agree." So emails can also be sent on behalf of your business, such as newsletters and short videos, whatever you can, whatever you prepare, you prefer. And an email allows constant communication between business and that those who are associated with it. So it allows that constant communication. So the person who is coming up with this email address or business email address, he's not trying to be a white person. He's just, he's actually using this as a technology and as a tool to improve his technology. I mean, his business. So he's using this technology tool to improve his business and, you know, to have a variety of, and also to do advertisement. You are able to send your advertisement or package to another company. Then the other company will respond to you to say, "Okay, we have our 10 people that are coming to you at 12. So please reserve a space for CEO ABCD. Now, the other thing is having an online presence. Have an online presence. Most of us are online in one way or the other. You are not on Instagram, you are on Twitter, you are on Facebook, you are on WhatsApp, you are on Telegram, you can leverage those platforms. Even your status, just your status alone. Somebody views your status and they see the type of haircut that you offer, you have. You know, maybe it's a French haircut, it's a what, and you advertise yourself. It's just a matter of putting a photo on your status, you know, uploading it on your status. Somebody views it and they already understand. Then they come to you and they say, you already put your phone there, your email address, and to book for a space. Then somebody comes because you have advertised yourself on status. Most of us, our status, you know, when we upload something on status, we are talking about who is in a relationship with what. Who was caught last night with who. Those are not important things. When you are busy saying that, who was in a relationship with what, who has done what, you have a salon there, but you are not even talking about your salon. You are busy talking about people's lives. So while you are talking about people's lives, you are minding, you are becoming a busybody in people's lives. Somebody is using the same platform to maximize the client reach. And then we say, we are cursed. So the important, everything is there, but it is how we are using what we have. That is what is very important. So it is how we are using what we have. All right, we are going for a short break and we'll be right back to continue with the show. Stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Abi, umurashika wakala kwan?
Kanavi, umachungwe tingu, uungwe lipu DJ.
Mbokata Monica ashitika, ashiko kwazaro onguyo tate.
Ehe, no, oe nanao, ukuita kupina ami?
Mchangaka. Inimi wana wa mzoka, ashiko mnumento kwa shitwa nethimbu.
Enu muna wange, oh, kwa kenga wangoni hano.
Uhu, oshiketa shiku dhira adhirithini maithike mpoka.
Amu ndiolo valu menu wangeva ukilila, kuhena shitu viko.
Ondi kuhuvite, mboka ya kenkwa, ohamo niko anawarela.
Onu menu, fika ama uka kenwe.
Tuma o WhatsApp kono mola, nola itatu imwe, na tunolo ongoi, mbali heali, mbali ongoi. Ile, utaelepo epanjale tulo Facebooka kwa malungula, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Vasco Sartuto Zepahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Lingorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikualozui, Mbatuto Zepahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu vataguzi vatavakawafela kabutungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele lwefisi zerivu kaofi. Mamre nengi wa winduk, toropo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwendiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzula piri niba IUM.
Oulio mnangeshefa, na wahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira muhurike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkulu olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alright, we come back and we continue now. Look, we need to spend time doing what is important. Sometimes it's not, we spend more time blaming whoever, government, political parties, they promise this, they promise that. But you have a tool in your hand. There is no political party, nobody from SWAPO, from IPC, or from wherever will come to and find customers for you. That's not part of their manifestos. As a business person, you need to understand the dynamics of your business, how, and the dynamics of business in general, how things are improving and at what pace things are evolving. And then you need to understand how do you get into that change. So when our businesses collapses because we cannot adapt to change, we now start accusing ancestors that they are not with us. But you have your Facebook page, you have your Instagram, you have your WhatsApp status. All you post there is just nonsense. Nothing is to advertise your business. And then you get stuck. Because the tools that are in your hands, you are using it, you know, not for the upkeep of your business. You are using it to talk about who is in relationship with who is doing what. All those things are not important. What is important is who are you, where are you, what do you do? So put that on your status as a barber. If you are listening to me now, put that on your status as a barber. Put that on your WhatsApp, on your Instagram or whatever page that you have, and see if you are not going to get somebody interested in your services. But all you do is to put other things that have nothing to do with your business growth. So that's where we have a problem. The tools are in our hands, but we have a misplaced approach to business. We have a misplaced approach to business. It's like you want to advise somebody how to run radio when you don't listen to radio yourself. So there's no way you can advise the person when you don't listen to radio. So you need to know what is happening. And then you draw, you know, advice to say, do this instead of that. But if you just give a blank advice, it becomes a vacuum. You create a vacuum because you are not at the pace which people are, and you don't understand what is going on. So you can't be an advisor. So even in military, when somebody is a military advisor, that person must be acquainted with military activities, must understand military. You must understand health. You cannot be a health advisor to the Minister of Health when you don't understand health. Now, that's a problem with us. You cannot thrive if you are not up to growth. So if you are not up to growth, nobody will thrive your business on your behalf. So that's very important. You must have a footprint on social media. A social media footprint is very important. Somebody must be able to trust you. You know, the page must be consistent and the postings of your business must be consistent. You must keep your customers informed. Keep them on their toes by posting information every day. Every now and then, you post information on your business. once they start to check that the last time you posted is 6 months ago, you lose them, because customers want consistency. You are there and you must be there all the time. Just like, you know, we say we are 24 hours. So everybody knows that. And if we minimize the hours, we communicate to say, okay, we are going this time, we are crossing over to what this time we are doing, so that you know what is going on. So that's very important. Of course, I can now open my lines while I'm going to the two. So number two, you need to have an online presence. That's an online footprint. So it's 20 minutes to 12. This 20 minutes is enough for us to discuss. Social media is a vital component. It's a vital component of connecting with customers and clients. Very, very vital. Because everyone is on social media. There is nothing that can really beat social media now. It's a vast domain where people meet. You can have YouTube, you can have TikTok, you can have Facebook, you can have Twitter, Instagram, and then there you provide quick information. And not only quick information, but information in real time and information on the go. You give updates about products and services, It also helps you reach a greater audience while you are connecting with your existing customers. It also helps you to have a reach on a vast audience of other people. You make new customers every day. So if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-288-401, that's a number in studio. So we are not cursed. People are saying Africa is cursed. No, Africa is not cursed. Africa is just misplaced. So there is no curse. We are just misplaced. Who misplaced us is ourselves. Because the very, very, very enablers, the very tools that are able to help us are in our hands. But we have a misguided priority. We do not prioritize what is important. So it's a misguided missile. Instead of striking a military facility, you strike a kindergarten. So that becomes a misguided, no matter how big, how powerful that missile is, it is misguided because it missed. It doesn't target the necessary, it doesn't hit the necessary target. You go and hit a kindergarten far from even where you are supposed, that becomes a misguided, and that is what we are doing on social media. Instead of talking about our businesses there, how we can do, we are talking about who is in relationship with what party is done, what, those things are not enablers of the economy. They are actually mental destroyers. So those ones are not enablers. They will not take the economy far, not even an inch. We are there on social media. Instead of advertising your barbershop there, you are trying to look at who is an Illuminati. So all those things will not build your business. And somebody who understands social media, in the long run, when they become successful because they are using it, we try to sniff around them to see where are they getting the money. He might have inherited the money from his father or wherever. So those are the things that don't build us, because we focus on them because we are misplaced. So, and we must come out of that misplacement and start seeing social media as an economic enabler, as an economic opportunity. We must start seeing technology as an economic opportunity. You must see your phone that you have in your pocket.
On August 26, Namibia remembers the heroes whose blood waters our freedom. So to ensure that their blood was not shed in vain, commit yourself to live a life worthy of their sacrifice. Vow to honor our heroes by driving sober, adhering to the speed limit, wearing a seatbelt, regularly checking your tires, and being a responsible pedestrian. Join the movement and honor our heroes. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression.
All right. You know, those things, we become experts in, you know, talking about people's lives. But where we need to stick our nose first is social media. We need to smell the opportunity, the economic opportunities that social media offers. Those things of who is going out with who is what, those are not enablers. And that knowledge is poison that we are busy putting in our minds, and it doesn't improve anyone. It doesn't take anyone anywhere. So while we are rioting, others are triumphing because they are seeing opportunities where we are not, because they are having a guided priority and focus. We are misplaced, and we have a misplaced knowledge, especially, you know, young people, so who are supposed to be at the forefront of actually discovering vast opportunities that technology offers as far as, you know, business is concerned. So the economy right now, you know, it's right now, unlike our forefathers, it's actually very easy, because you don't need to lose the sole of your shoes walking around Windhoek. You can walk around Windhoek using your phone. So that thing that is in your pocket is not only a camera for taking photos at scene where people are drinking beer. It's also a marketing agent that you have in your pocket to help you market your business, whatever business that is. Right. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. 083-288-401. So the opportunities are there. But the people that are supposed to see those opportunities are not there. Information is there, but the person to whom the information is meant is not available. And then do we agree now to say it's not always that we have to blame councillor or a governor or a politician for lack of development in the area? It starts with our understanding of who we are and what we want to become, or whom we want to become. It's also about the understanding of what is in our hands. You know, what is in our hands? We laugh at foreigners when they come here. But when a foreigner, somebody comes here and they see a piece of a wire lying down there, he sees an opportunity. Let me make a monkey out of this wire. Painting it nicely and then he makes a $30 out of it. He said, Deco. And we sit around and we say, foreigners are here to take our job. What job? So there's no job for you. Because you don't know whether you need a job or not. You don't know what job you want in the first place. You actually don't understand that you are a job opportunity by yourself, just by your makeup, your making. You have the capacity to change your situation around just by yourself. So that we don't understand. And that's why we spend hours on social media, you know, using social media to sniff around people's lives. And then we are not using it to sniff around, you know, opportunities that can help us. And if somebody becomes, you know, if a young person understands this and all of a sudden you see him in his OD, we try to speculate where can he get his OD if he's just from Hakafia. And if his house where they grew up, there was no brick house, there was no brick room, it was all stick, or it was all hut thatched with you know, grass, where did he get the OD? But a lot of things come from hard work, and hard work pays. And you can only work hard when you understand what you are doing, and when you understand what you have and how to use it. And that's why when we say technology is an enabler, we mean that there are many opportunities that are presented by technology as compared to conventional way of doing things. And we are not, you know, taking them. And when it comes to constructive things, we are nowhere to be found. You know, we want to participate into things, into violence, into other stuff. So we are nowhere to be found when it comes to construction, constructive discussions. There are a lot of constructive information on social media that can help you improve your business. But you don't go on there. So if somebody posts something now, if I put now, I say, two things that, you know, two things to, or let me say four things that your phone can do to help you, you know, maximize your business profit. I will get 2 likes, 1 share, and 0 comments. But if I put something to say, if somebody writes something to say, Franz Sinengela of Eagle FM exposed. You see, people will rush, there will be 1,000 shares, 1,000 comments, and, you know, and it goes on. Because we are keen to hear who has done what on social media. And that does not lead to any growth. And most people who would view these things are people who have smaller businesses that are struggling, who are supposed to use social media to look for better information that can help them. There are a lot of mentors on social media that can give you better information. But we are not up to that, because we are misplaced.
Good yes. morning, Mr. Franz.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Yes.
You see, part of the problem is, you know, making people understand what specific tools are for.
Yeah.
Now, if you give someone a hammer, and that is the only tool they have at their arsenal, everything they just think it needs to be hammered.
Yes.
And that is why many of us, when we have now this social media thing, we now don't see and realize its potential and its usage that it has for us. So that's why many of us, we have now seen social media as a platform to insult one another, gossip, spread false news, and all sorts of things. And most of the time, we are busy with it with unproductive things. I mean, like you're saying now, if you comment something or if you write a post that is educational, chances are you will not get a lot of people to view that particular thing or whatever the case is. Then you find this Instagram models, they just post a picture of themselves and all of a sudden it's 10,000 views, everyone is commenting and all of that. So it speaks to our society, and this is how our society are as a people. You see, we don't sometimes realize that that very same tool can be the very same tool that enslaves you. And that very same tool is also the same tool that can liberate you. So as opposed now to seeing social media as a liberator, because we are now able to interact with people, with someone who's in China or with someone who's in Japan or someone who's in Australia, wherever they are, you are now able to access these people. And we're now able to say, but guys, what is it that you're doing in Singapore that we as young people here in this country, in Africa, we can also be able to do and learn from one another? But no, we are just busy with what is planned for the weekend. Then we upload our pictures from the weekend when we had 12,000 bottles, or when we are in clubs popping bottles and things of that sort. So as a result, we now use social media as a platform to show whose life is better than the other. Because now it's a thing of, no, you must be able to post A and C, because A and C is what gets you the most likes. Because some of us, we post relevant things, but people, because they don't like relevant things, they ignore our post and they only like those pictures of people who post how their weekends were, the amount of alcohol they were drinking, and all sorts of things. So as a result, you now have these people that we call influencers. But what are they actually influencing? And is this influence actually a good influence? Because what I see with social media nowadays is we are encouraging a lot of young girls to become prostitutes. We are encouraging a lot of young girls to become lazy. You don't work, but you live a lavish lifestyle. So how do you explain this lavish lifestyle that you are currently living? We are also now also encouraging young boys to be this whole day sit around doing nothing productive, just taking pictures and things of that sort. So what is it that we're doing as a society to be able to influence the correct type of influence that we want to build as a country? Because remember, social media builds culture, because it's now going to become a culture where people, the whole day, all they do is they plan how they are going to take pictures. They plan on how they're going to do A, B, C, and D. They plan about how they are going to enjoy the weekend. So this is now going to become our culture. We are no longer being productive. We are no longer being educational. We are no longer supporting one another. We are now using this very same tool to basically be destroying one another. So we need to educate people what tools are for and what are the purpose of these tools, because the very same tool, like I said in the beginning, it can either empower us or it can enslave us. And right now what I'm seeing is that this current tool is enslaving a lot of young people, because a lot of young people are now pressured to start living up to certain standards that they can't afford.
Right.
You now can't upload a picture if you are not in a restaurant. You now can't upload a picture if you have not gone to a particular lodge. So this type of pressure is unnecessary. And if you look how many people are killing themselves because of these pressures that are being created, you'll be shocked.
Right.
Because now everyone wants to fit in. Everyone wants to be part of the circle. But anyways, hopefully there are other callers who are going to come in and contribute.
Yes, thank you very much.
You have a question there for me.
No, I'm afraid actually my time is going. We can always continue with these discussions.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you very much. Right. Look, if you take a hammer in your hand, a hammer is very important. You are hammering a nail into a wood or nail into a wall because you want to hang something. But once that hammer gets to your finger, it will tell a different message. So once that hammer gets to your finger, came at your finger, it's no longer that hammer that was very important in hammering the nail. So that's when you can actually tell how serious the hammer is. Because now when you are hammering a nail, you don't feel it. But once it comes to you on your finger, that's when you see how much force you were using actually to hammer the nail. The same. Social media, once it comes to degrading, when you are degraded on social media, that's when you understand the impact of social media if it is not used properly. Right. So, and we need to understand what tools does what and what are the benefits and the advantages, disadvantages of these tools. But perhaps we need to continue with this kind of discussions at some other time. And I'm afraid my time is running out. And it's a goodbye from me and have a good Friday. We are going to meet again on Monday.
Gusa etokoro lyouhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Mokutura mwe hundiro liye yowamba zuma wakoko, ndimo gwanako mapuku rogomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantandatu zime, ntatuwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.